tonight. It's a 20-point lead for Golden State.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
All right, Tim Roy on the call last night, 95.7 The Game. We are the flagship of the Warriors. You can hear every game right here, live on 95.7 The Game. What's up, buddy?
Not too much. Just trying to figure this all out, like where it's...
What do you need help with?
It's one game at a time. Like in 10 games, will the starting lineup that I like right now, will that be the one? And the only answer to that is, what happens with Utah? Who's going to guard marketing? What problems do they present? And then the following, you know, so we're going to find out, and I'm excited. Ball is just back. But to see Curry and Dre on the bench in the fourth, that was it. Like, again, it was a dump truck team because I'm getting a lot of that on the text line. But you play who's on the schedule. But that's the goal, is to savor these dudes and handle your business in the first 36 minutes, and you get that.
One of the things I jotted down on my piece of paper last night was Pod's got to stop complaining. Pajemski's got to stop complaining to the officials. He's got a lot of the Iguodala shrug going on right now.
Took a couple charges,
Early in the season, Brandon, we'll be fine.
With a broken nose, still putting his body
out there.
I'll tell
you what, I
you got to give him.
I think that's affected him. There was a ball that he tried to catch. Somebody threw him a pass. He was in the middle of the floor, and he couldn't handle it. And I'm thinking, that has to be mask-related.
I hadn't even thought those things are the worst.
Unless you like them, like Rip Hamilton. I'm not sure that anybody likes to wear those other than him. But 888-957-9570. You're allowed to get excited, Warrior fans.
Yeah, you are. And Gary Payton II, Steiny, how many times this offseason do we just forget what he brings to the table?
A lot.
And I did. And it's
sometimes
just like
we have to forget because he's not in the lineup.
Yeah, well, okay,
and
gotcha.
We'll see if he can last all
healthy,
year this
though.
Year.
Right.
Let's go out to San Lorenzo and talk to Deborah.
Hey,
Deborah, how you doing?
Hey, guys, I'm good. How are you two?
We're great.
After a win, D.
Yeah. And not just the win, it was how they were playing, right? You look at this time of the season and teams are really trying to figure it out. But I think they figured out how their style of play with what they have, right? And the thing is, they're going to run. And people say, well, the Warriors are small. And yeah, we've been small, but last year we did lead the league in rebounding, right? And they were very aggressive. So I like what I see. Like you say, I'm not saying we're going to the NBA Finals, but I think we're going to surprise some people with the joy that they're playing with.
And that's what's going to make this year fun. It feels like the expectations at the start of this season are far different than the expectations at the start of the past two seasons. I still feel like, and I said this yesterday, Goob, I'm probably going to repeat myself a little bit today because we talked about the Warriors a lot yesterday. But for whatever reason, and it's probably because they didn't make the playoffs last year, but if you don't make the playoffs, the goal is, well, let's get back into the playoffs. That's the first step. So is this a playoff team? Maybe. Is it a top 10 in the West? Yeah. Top 8? Maybe. Top 6? We'll see. Top 4? Wow. And that's what you play the season for. Yeah. So you're right. It's only one game, but...
I mean, damn.
I mean, you got to start somewhere.
And I love that. And before you grab the call, I'll say this. How many times... And I'm not making this about Klay Thompson, but he could get hot and cold with the best of them. And you have a great first half, or he'd have a great first half, fall off the second half. But he earned that royalty of us watching that play out. And where I'm going, Steiny, is the Warriors a lot of times last year had leads in the second half, leads of double digits. I think of the Denver game on Sunday night. That was the Nuggets defending champs. But they couldn't sustain it. I just feel like right now, as is, and this is bigger than just last night's game, they have so much athleticism and guys that can get out and run and can create that I think when they get in those situations where they have leads, okay, maybe you're up 16, you don't win by 16, but you get the dub. You know what I'm saying? So that I'm eager to see if how they play coming downhill. And they were running. And, you know, you ain't going to make every shot. But it was like, oh, this looks different. They're faster. I don't feel like they're slow. And it was one game.
I mean, the bottom line is, yes, it's only, we're going to say that a lot. It's only one game, but Buddy Hield last night played better than Clay did in 90% of the games last year.
It was like old Clay.
Why? Well, he's making shots. He had 22 points in 14 minutes
Dude,
and 44 seconds.
Oh, that's efficient. And went to the rack and finished off glass.
That's Clay stuff.
Wow.
Before injury.
Before injury.
Or when he gets, you know, he had games last year where he can carry teams. He still has great shooting nights, Clay Thompson, but they were getting further and further between.
But what about the stat, just real quick, about Buddy, put some respect on his name, which I didn't know, and I know Curry missed a year or whatnot. But Stani, he's been in Sacramento, Buddy Hield, he's a shooter. But to have the most threes made in the NBA in the last 5 years is not the last 3 months.
Well,
those give break that down. How do you compute that?
He played 84 games last year.
Oh, that's the one. How did
Buddy Hield
play?
Because he got traded to a team that had fewer games under their belt. 84. Better make some threes if you're playing 84 games, buddy.
But the play-in had to be a part of that.
No.
He got traded to a team.
Who was he on before the Sixers?
He was with Indiana, and they got traded to Philly.
Right, so Indiana was like, let's say, 23-23, which was 46 games. Then he got traded to the Sixers, who had only played probably 40 games at that point.
Thank God he didn't win the scoring title. I'm sure someone would be like, nah, you can't count that.
Let's go to Josh. Josh is in Arizona. What's up, Josh? How you doing, my man?
I am doing good. I mean, you talk about Buddy Hield. He looked like you, Steiny, seeing Van, the man in the front row. He looked excited to be there. He looked happy. He looked like he'd been waiting to play for the Dubs his whole career. He's not going to make all his shots, but he just looked like he was happy to be there. That's what I'm looking forward to about this team. They look like an unselfish team. They look like a team that was focusing less on its egos and more on just winning the damn game. And I get we're playing the G League Blazers, but, I mean, you can only play who's there. And just looking at how that team gelled, I'm excited for this season. I'm excited about Stackhouse coaching up this defense. They look more together on the defensive end. I think it's going to be an interesting season. I'm psyched. And Dubs fans, we should be happy. Today is a good day.
Thanks for the call, Josh. Appreciate it. But if you've really been listening, you know that I'm not very excited for Van Morrison anymore. He's too old.
Well, coming from you, that kind of, like, what's he do that
he doesn't do anything anymore.
It's a wrap.
But people buy his ticket and go see him.
I know.
And then
not
they have a greater appreciation.
Not
for
this
him.
Guy anymore.
For $10.
Dude, you get you guys. Hey, I'm on a high, Cheech and Chong coming in here. The 650 Comcast business text line. Just help me, Stani. Help me for once. Can Guru enjoy anything? I'm enjoying the win.
Yeah, but you're always like this.
Dude, I'm like, it's one game. They balled out.
And he's right.
It could be her.
You know what, though? There's something about Buddy Hield.
I lied. Boy, I told you he was hot in the preseason.
There's about three or four guys who have talked about Buddy Hield. Hey, he's a lot of fun. Fun guy. Great aura about him. So give me a little more of that, at least. For now, here's Buddy Hield on. Hey, buddy, how good you feeling?
You know, like, I don't want to bring it up, but I think the last time I was free like this was in Oklahoma. I had guys that were always playing for me and passing the ball and trying to get me open. So, I mean, it was fun. I'm not gonna lie, but it's been a fun from preseason. You know, we just got to keep building and stay humble and keep learning from these guys.
Wow, he said college.
I'll tell you what. I wasn't going to be a big fan of Buddy Hield.
Oh, boy.
But you know what? He might be able to win me over.
Man.
And that would be very important to him, winning me over. 888-957-9570 is the number. We've got Barry Switzer joining us at 1 o'clock.
The ball coach.
Former Cowboys coach, won a Super Bowl, former coach at Oklahoma University, where he won three national titles. And I hope he's the same piece of work he always is.
Guys like that don't change, but let's just hope he can stand up to Reggie Jackson, because I listened to that interview. You guys, you and Evan did a great job with Reggie.
Yeah, I was pretty good yesterday.
Lois the Pie Queen, Stani, I didn't know he had his...
Well, how about me getting the menu up then and reading to him what it was? I mean, there's stuff going on here. It's chess.
Oh, my man said biscuits, gravy, rice.
This